Yes.
Cheers to life.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm agreeing to, but yes. Yes.
Yes. Because we're alive. Yes.
Yes, we're alive.
Yes.
We might not be well, but we're alive.
Yes. We never stop, but we're alive.
Yes.
What are no day, but we're alive.
Yes.
Never no give life, but we're alive.
Yes.
Amen.
And we're seeing that many things are being commissioned by Zoom, and we are happy.
Yes. Okay, I can't say yes again.
Okay. Yes.
No.
Yes. Thank God for Zoom.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome you to, of course, Lagos' best conversation. In case you do not know, this is where, 2 hours is 2 hours of fun. It's not
yes,
2 hours
ma'am.
Of boredom.
That's how we roll.
This is the 2 hours of the day that you only get to open your teeth, shine your teeth from where you're going to where you go to.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, even if you're in your car, last man can stop you. I'm asking you,
what are you doing? You say, I'm laughing. You have listened to it yourself.
Yes,
will you not laugh?
Exactly.
Yes. And you have more, you use more muscles to frown than you use to smile.
Yes.
So why don't you rest your muscles, yeah?
Yes.
And put a smile on your face.
Yes. Smile.
Problem, you know the finish.
Hey,
make it try to enjoy. Well, you know the finish.
Hey.
Make it try to enjoy.
We promised to behave
Welcome
ourselves
to
today,
yeah,
guys, because we love you. Once in a while, we get carried away when Stretch is here.
Don't spoil my bad name, but go on.
Yeah, we're trying to make your bad name good.
Okay.
Yeah, people have to know it.
All right. So, good morning. My name is Stretch, Stretch. Get on Instagram, Stretch Original, and on Twitter, Stretch Cool. And please follow this station on all portals. You'll be doing yourself a disservice if you don't.
Yes, if you don't follow.
We're not just saying it.
Yes.
And she is...
I'm Mary Anna Cohn, by the way. And you can just follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. I bring all the action, baby.
All right. And Feta Dynamo is stepping into the studio anytime from
bit.
Now. She's going to be with us. And we'll take you through from now till noon.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun. And... guess what? Our favorite lawyer girl is back in town.
Yes! Now I'm more confused. Three women. Hey, I don't know what to do.
You like the confusion?
Yes. I'm more confused. She's coming in.
Okay, so if you have a premises that they took from you, she's going to help you to get it back.
Uh-huh. Mm. That's the plan.
Reacquiring your premises.
Yes,
in case
that's
they
the
came
plan.
And lock it under lock and key.
That's the
We're going to talk about it. But this morning, we're going to be musing about something very, very fun. I can't wait to see the look on on Stretch's face when it happens. Not Sherry.
This is what the Bible calls murmuring.
Are you right? Sorry. It's you I love, not Sheriff. It's
whatever. I don't want
it's
that kind of. I don't want. Just because you thought I forgot your birthday.
You cuckoo don't know it. I even bring it up. You don't know it.
She's clapping.
You cuckoo don't know it.
Once a woman starts clapping her hands, you are finished. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Anyway, guys, so let's go into today's sound off because I cannot wait. Mm-hmm. Stay with us. Good morning, Lagos. Wherever you are in your business place, you're on your way to work, at work, wherever you're listening to us from.
My name is Feta. I'm here too.
We'll be right back. Baby,
and be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. If you have been following the news, then you would know that President Muhammadu Buhari is seeking a Senate approval for the payment of judgment debts awarded against the federal government. The president sought this approval in a letter read by the president of the Senate, Ahmed Lawan, at plenary. Now, also to defend Mr. President's position on this monies and approval, a presidential spokesperson, Femi Adesina, spoke about, this judgment debt payment. He tried to justify it yesterday on Channel's television. He explained, I'd like to give you, he said, a wicked man pays and owes not. That is what the good book says. When you owe and you refuse to pay, the Bible says you're a wicked man. If government is owing all those debts, why shouldn't it pay? It should pay. He goes on to say, the government has a mandate from a time to a certain time, and that mandate was from 2019 to 2023, so the government is working, he said, online, working. The president had earlier on Wednesday written to the Senate seeking for the approval to pay the sum of $566,754,000. That's about 266 billion naira. Not to mention how many more monies have been approved in the space of less than a month to the president leaving office. Are we sinking this country before May 29?
Okay, so
financially.
Okay, so let me just go back on what you said. That who, if you owe money, you should pay, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't pay, you're a wicked man.
Mm.
That's the statement.
Mm.
Okay, so this money we're talking about now, it's being borrowed to pay a debt that was owed since. And as this government is leaving, we still owe more than we've ever owed in life. Does it mean, could it just be that we are a wicked nation? Because we've not paid our debts. So we are. This is not you paying. This is you borrowing.
Or do we have wicked leaders steering our ship?
Okay. So I'm just saying.
Because these monies are owed on our behalf.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going by that quotation that if you don't pay what you owe, you are wicked. So you are borrowing money to pay. I don't get it. So now we owe more money. We've never owed this amount of money in this country ever before.
Ever, ever, not ever.
And the administration is ending in 4 days, thank God. And we're moving to another direction with more debt. And someone is saying, because you borrowed money to pay money, you are doing something right. This is quite confusing.
I think
extremely
what,
so.
I think what beats me what the most, I think what beats me the most is the fact that we borrow to eat.
We borrow to pay salaries.
We borrow to literally chop the money.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the easiest way to explain it to the common mind.
We don't borrow to plant seeds.
Yes, we're not borrowing to, grow anything
that would accrue
back into our account so we can service these loans.
Not yet.
We even borrow to service the loans that we are owing.
Yes, that's consistent. Feta, you were saying something.
Yeah, what if it's an attempt to, borrow? You know how they say you use money to find money?
Okay. That's what we're saying. That's what I just said. The borrowing is not justified because what we're putting those monies to is, again, street lingo, banza.
Yeah, it's like fetching water from a tap into a basket.
Yeah.
You are trying to fill
trying
the
to
basket.
Or trying to mop the seaside using
mop. Or trying to fill the empty the Atlantic Ocean. So mine is, why don't you just tell us, I'm getting you guys more indebted. Don't tell me you're paying debt because you are borrowing to pay that money. And that money didn't owe you today, but because you're leaving, let me
dump it on. You want to make yourself look
on.
Like a good person.
It's like taking you to the market. Let's go to the market. And because I went to the market with you, things you've never bought in your life, you're putting it on the list because it's not coming from you.
Your pocket.
This administration is ending in 4 days, and we are still thinking, hearing billions that we're going to be indebted in. Well, in 4 days' time.
What's the plan, Mr. President? What's the plan?
The plan is to hand over.
You rode into this administration promising us to fight corruption. But it looks like at the tail end of this administration, corruption rules
I think you're
because there is no accountability. Let's not in any way try to cope this with sugar. There is no accountability. All I hear is I've done well. If you worry me, I'm going to Niger. Is that the level of leadership and stewardship that we expected from Mr. President? Let's call a spade a spade.
Well, the administration is ending, and the government, they say, is a continuum. We're moving from one to the other. And luckily,
what legacy is this government leaving for the others to continue on? There's nothing.
And luckily also, it is the same political party That is, and
so the garbage in, garbage out.
The president said, "I will ignore you." The president said,
"What exactly are you saying?"
The president said that this new administration will continue where it started.
What are they
from.
Continuing from?
What we with so, the past 8 years.
So garbage.
How do you say garbage to that? There are things being built. Third, second Niger Bridge has been constructed. Well, not completely anyway.
Yeah.
And we have Air Nigeria is coming to play very soon. The aircrafts are coming in. And now, a government that doesn't owe any court, all the monies are being borrowed to
so
pay.
This is all that we're going to remember. The
these are legacies.
For.
These are milestones. These are things we will never forget.
I like the caveat.
We will never forget it.
The level of indebtedness.
Yes.
And it should make the Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah, if you're checking this, GCFR and GCON investiture is going on as we speak in Abuja. And this, like the handover per se, is happening today. So these are things we just want to touch here and there. And I think this is the point I think this is where we end sound off.
Which way, Nigeria?
Let me not cry. In for this time. Go the legal way.
Go to court.
There's a legal way of shouting now.
No.
Go to legal.
If you don't like the way we are shouting on this show, Lagos. Go to court.
The legal way of shouting, I put it to you. What's up, Lagos?
Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome from that break. Now, let's get into our musings this morning. We don't have too much time. In 16 minutes, Lagos, share with us 16 your...
16 minutes.
16.
Okay, I thought it said
share with us your favorite motivational quote in Pidgin.
Yes.
Excuse me. It's World Africa Day. It's Africa Day today. Well, me, I didn't even wear Africa attire.
I wear Africa every day, darling.
I know.
That's how I roll.
But it's Africa Day today. And
yes.
What better way to celebrate your Africanness?
My pajamas is Africa.
Keep quiet.
Yes.
Hey. We don't want to know what your pajamas is. Anyway, what better way to celebrate Africa other than speaking pidgin, which is our Nigerian, we've Nigerianized some parts of English, you understand? Mm-hmm. And that's how you know. And don't forget, pidgin, it changes from region to region. Once you leave Lagos and go to the south, it's changed.
No, obviously.
You move to the north, it has changed. You come to Midibet, change. So, first person to go is Church. Yes. Share with us
problem.
Your...
You know the finish. Make you try to enjoy.
That's not a problem.
What's your problem?
That's not a motivational quote.
Okay, the problem where we get, you know the finish. Make they try to enjoy.
That's not a motivational quote. That's a line of a song.
Okay, me and you know they for the same category.
No, do go across for me. Better because better has gone to do Expo. You understand me? You do Expo because you want to come
your
and shine here.
Me, I need to boot. When I boot and I drop it, you guys drop.
Let me boot too.
You have booted.
You've built.
I don't have motivational speech. I know proverbs in Pidgin.
But we don't want proverbs. We want motivational quotes. Your favorite motivational quotes, like tough times never last, but tough people do.
Translate in Pidgin.
Latin fit pro.
What is pie?
Because I didn't know that it was.
All right, so it's only fair to talk. Let the audience.
Hey, guys, 0700-993-993-993. I will come there and do something to you. 0146571900. That's for ladies. No violence on this show. That's why I say I will do something to him.
Where's the team?
I have video proof. And you can join us on WhatsApp on 0809-5975. 0805. This is the only show that you laugh from beginning to end.
Auntie Georgia.
Okay, let's go to the phone line.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
You didn't even leave.
You don't have Moscow.
See, it's very important. Think about your favorite motivational line or quote. You know, like for me, no, they look the body of taxi, just enter.
No, look within the right for motor, enter.
So enter the body of the taxi, if you not clean as I, but inside, if you just carry, you go where you go.
That's not a motivational quote.
No! It's a very motivational sound.
It doesn't have English. Say it in English.
I am. I'm gone.
Speak up, Joe.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Just alive, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The only Ezo for the blue one.
Ah, Eze, he got you.
How far?
We did.
I do. How about
You know, suppose we can compile it and make it as our own special English, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know whether you don't go Chinese before. You don't go inside Chinese company.
Ni ha.
Ni
ha.
You go to an identifier, they don't find an
answer. Okay, give us motivational code for pigeon. Not a waste time.
Code?
Yes.
My code.
Your code.
Original Port Harcourt guy now.
Oh, God.
If you don't see me like this, yeah? You see somebody.
Ezzy, thank you.
Eze, bye-bye, don't fail.
Eze, Imela.
Eze, don't fail. No
Eze,
best.
Thank you. Eze, God bless you.
Eze, I'll drop one now.
I bet you can't. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Jonah, stop it.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes,
Jonah!
Jonah! Jonah, he don't enter water. He didn't beach belly.
Jonah, again.
Hey,
Peter.
You will be troublemaker. I said, let me drink water, gather energy, because of say, you don't want me to break the Guinness record.
Come up for here.
Hey, Guinness record, we don't break. They don't take food. Destroy them.
Record for
what's up, Lagos,
man.
Okay. Tell us your motivational quote for pigeon.
See, for pigeon, you know, say I get small body. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But small body, not the sickness.
Talk for English.
Small body is not sickness.
Talk for English.
Small body is not illness.
Keep quiet.
Small body is not a sickness.
Thank you.
It's not a sickness.
Thank you.
It's an affliction.
Say small body is not a sickness.
A little body is not.
Being skinny doesn't mean that you're sick.
Being skinny.
That's another thing.
Being
skinny,
slender.
Skinny doesn't mean you're small.
Being slender or
Have
being smallish
small?
Doesn't
Look
mean that
me.
You're not powerful.
Look at.
Wait till they do this.
Have you seen small?
Wait till. You know that audio. Wait till be this. Wait till be this.
But you're not small, you're tiny.
Small and tiny. Small.
No, she's petite.
I'll do that to you.
Come in small packages.
Less like mosquito.
Hi.
Hello.
And chin.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Where do you think you are? Excuse me. Shout, please. Let your gas hack you. Oh, yeah, let's go.
Okay, Frigodo, they open door.
Yes. Say it again, please.
Frigodo, they open door.
Oh, shit.
Frigodo, they open door.
Oh,
say it in English.
No. It's Frigodo has no English.
But you have to
What's
say it in
English. Frigbo?
Okay, frigbo is like, okay, like a red eye. No, they light cigar.
Oh.
So as you come there, you come in front of
them. Yeah, now they open door.
G-R-A-G-R-A.
No, they open door.
Now they open door. G-R-A-G-R-A.
Violence is not the answer.
Exactly. Violence is not the answer.
That's 10 points.
Yay. recording points.
I beg to difference.
All right, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Well, the numbers for you to call 0700-993-993-993. We're asking you today, it's Africa Day, and we're celebrating our Africanness. And we're asking for you to say your favorite motivational quote in Pidgin. I dare you.
Farmer with the good farm, not the fearing.
Baba, red eye, not the
draw. Red eye, not the open door. You don't understand. You know they smoke. You know they light cigar.
Yes, red eye, not the light cigar. Yeah, fidus.
Let's check WhatsApp.
All right, let's get into WhatsApp and see some of your messages. But in the meantime, don't forget you can join us on Twitter. We have a tweet up there, so just go ahead and reply that tweet with your favorite motivational quote in Pidgin. Who knows? You might just win something.
Yeah.
This one says in Pidgin, no, just they work hard. They work with your sense. English, don't just work hard, work smart. Correct, guys. Correct. This one understands the assignment. This one says, what's up, Lagos? My motivational quote is, no goose, no goose guard. Sun, no, they shine for nights. Benjamin from Abuja. Say it in English, nah.
No, it's clear now. Okay, what about there's no old person in goose? There's no old person in Moscow. Kosarubo Moscow.
Kosarubo Ghana.
Kosarubo Ghana. Mean that when you go to these parts of the world, you still have to hustle.
Yes, nah.
So when you get, imagine they drop in Moscow.
So there's no free lunch in Freetown.
There is, though.
What are you going to tell me about my country? There's no free lunch in Freetown.
Is there free lunch in Lagos?
That's the thing, nice.
If you beg,
that,
you know how to,
it means that you have to work to for well. Your money.
You don't depend on your begging skills.
Yeah. Good afternoon. I'm just coming from Abba. I'm going to earn. I want you to keep in touch. I'm going to my
fine barra.
Yes, the vehicle I just boarded now just packed up. My father has two Lamborghini and they just came to check.
I'm from Jamaica. Wagwan. Me not know this place. Yeah.
First, I don't need a bag.
Ja. Give me some rasta fried rice.
Izu Chiku from Aja says, this is my quote, e good to wait for your turn, but you guys there in front.
Hey! Drop the mic! Hey!
So the show has ended.
Ladies
and gentlemen, we don't want to tell you that the show is there's nothing else to say here. At this point,
Mike.
We're all going to the investigate. We are moving the show to the investigate.
Drops Mike exist straight with bombastic side eye. That's all.
Okay, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning to you, my lovely funny guys in the studio. Who is funny?
Who are you?
Stop it!
Why
are
you
going
to call us clown? Don't call me clown.
Larry's, take it easy.
And if you're in UK, says, my own motivational quote is, what's this nonsense? I'm blocking you right now. You can never ever send a message to WhatsApp Lagos. Done.
No, please now. Temper justice with me.
The last time he said something very disgusting.
Oh, he did it too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it doesn't make any
sense. We will show you up. We will put your picture up.
Yes. This one says, Stretch and his ladies, good morning. No vex.
Oh, that's so nice.
Okay, he says, your vex, nuffy boy water, meaning you can't use annoyance to solve a problem. Muffet.
Oh, my God. Hey!
No,
enter.
Your
vex,
nuffy
boy water.
You enter.
Bad belly.
You are jollocks.
Bad belly.
No,
this one says, what's up, Lagos? My own pigeon quote is, them know they tell blind man say rain they fall.
Then they tell blind man say word on both.
I say it in English. They don't tell blind man.
Even the blind knows when it's time, when it's war time.
Raining. Yeah,
or when it's raining. Or no, even the blind man knows that Castle done bust.
No, they don't tell blind man rain's burst.
You mean burst.
Until leave it, now is it your own?
They don't tell blind man rain's falling.
She said rain's falling. What's rain's falling?
That's the Liverpool version.
Rain's falling.
What's up, Lagos? My own pigeon quote is, they're not... Okay, I think we've seen that one. This one says, My name is Rashid from Ikeja. Man, where carry sugar cane, do walking stick, go chop on one day.
Amanda carried the sugar cane too.
I know be open.
Yes. See, you see now, so when I'm saying my own people say is his song. Akwala, I no be open.
No, that one is different.
That, no. If you
understand, no,
you get.
No,
get your time.
No, stretch.
The person stole it from the person that brought it as a motivational quote.
So
you
the one
from
I said,
Rashid, as a matter of fact, you sang
so
it.
So when I said, no, I didn't sing it. I said,
No. I was here.
No,
I said,
problem.
You just sang it again.
I put it to both of you that
sang it.
I put it to both of you that
I didn't sang it.
Squeeze me, Uncle. Squeeze me.
I didn't sang it.
If you had said it,
I didn't sang it.
You sang it.
I didn't sang it.
This one says, "Hi guys." My own be, I where they cry, they see you.
Ah, that's
so
Latin. That's Latin. Sucumus reramus.
Yes.
Sucumus reramus. It's Latin. Sucumus reramus. Yes.
This one says, my own quote is, our mumu don't do.
That's a Charlie Boy now.
That's not a quote, Victor.
Okay, say it in English. Our mumu is enough.
How does it motivate you?
We're not stupid anymore.
But I was not stupid before.
No.
I was just foolish.
Anthony from Sri Lanka says, my pigeon quote for the day says, tomorrow get belay, winch, knob, feet, a butter.
Another one
is, speaking where they find party rice is not supposed to fear them.
Picking where they find party rice not supposed to put hand for pockets.
You understand? No posing. Okay,
because you can't dance with your hands in your pockets.
Hello.
Come on for pockets. You have a groove.
Hey.
Understand now.
Enter the place.
You know, sweet.
This one says, what's up,
Lagos? Sabi.
All right. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Shala from my bed. My own is Okpola. I know you.
We don't.
This one says, okay, we don't see this one too.
Make it go
Baba from Jota says, I wait, they cry.
What are you saying?
This one's Toby from Cotton says, shine your face well, make you no fall inside well. I should say you mean shine your eye. So he says, be smart so you won't be duped.
Nice one.
This one says, every day for thief, one day for the owner.
Oh, man, now English one they translate. That's what I said that before you come, Sha.
Busola from Ikorodu here says, nothing concern our
baby.
451. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
This one says,
Which one concerns Vokcho and Kumb?
This one says, good morning, guys. My uncles be, Pastor, when they pray for my person, not they close eye you. Pastor, I'm <Benny. laughs>
The guy tear you slap. You say, Chris.
Good morning to you all in the studio. What's up, Lagos? My own quote is, two tortoise trade no profits. Isn't this on me?
Yeah. Well, you have to come to the studio tomorrow to be flopped.
Benny from offshore. We're coming offshore to
come to the studio to be, because you think you're offshore. You think you're safe.
This one says, my own quote is, you see my teeth outside. If not, please stop her.
Oh, sir. That one a warning. That's not a quote. It's a warning.
Guys, we have to go for a quick break and bring you some information. Right after that, we will go for the news break. When we come back, it'll be time for our lawyer girl. Do we have some information? Okay.
You push your speak out now.
This one, the drive form English as in. All right, so what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info Stretch. Marianne Fetter here in the studio. We'll be right back. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
And we want to say happy Africa Day to every African out there. And we know that Nigeria can be a melting pot of sorts because, you see, in Nigeria, which is a pot nation, we have so many people here.
Pot nation.
Yes, no.
No, port is in the name.
P-O-R-T, darling.
Okay, port.
Port nation.
Yeah, okay, I said
we port. We're bordered by Cameroon.
Yeah.
We're bordered by Niger, Chad,
And you check it out. If Africa were gone, Nigeria would be the trigger.
Yes, actually, yes, we would be. And we see a lot of people come here. I mean, my great-grandfather used to be a sailor with Elder Dempster. That's an old shipping line. Yes, okay. Elder Dempster. And he came all the way from Sierra Leone to come and marry wife. Yeah, that's how...
My great-grandfather was on SS Anadu.
Nsidiedu.
Okay, when you said Dempster, did I ask you anything?
Elder Dempster, Google it, darling.
When Google SS Anadu. What's your problem?
Why
are you asking me to Google it?
I explained to you what Elder Dempster was. What's SS Anadu?
SS Anadu is a sheep.
Hey, that's what you just said,
darling. I thought you knew.
Oh, I'm supposed to know.
Yeah.
Hello.
Google
Hi,
is just
everyone.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to say is that Nigeria has so many people...
Hello.
When adults are talking, children
when do I get to talk about my grandfather?
No, that's where you come from.
If my grandfather's life matter. Let me say my own.
He can't be your grandfather. So actually, it has to be your great-great-grandfather.
So actually, my great-grandfather is dead.
Oh, what if...
Oh, that's
breaking
news.
He's dead? Like, he's not breathing again?
Yes, it's a long story, but...
Oh.
That's all about that.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
If I slap
we are contributing money for his remembrance.
For what?
His remembrance.
We are contributing for a good grandfather's remembrance.
Yes, if you heard what I said now, you are giving me money.
To?
For the remembrance of my
great-grandfather.
My GGF.
GGF.
It's not great-grand, that's GGF.
Okay, great-grandfather, okay.
40K.
Is there how much?
40K.
Is it me that killed him? great-grandfather, 40K. Nonsense. He should come back to life.
He's very busy over there.
Yeah.
He has political
Give me his number. Let me call him.
give
me his number, let me call him.
I don't like the fact that you are laughing. Why are you laughing
40K. 40K to contribute for what?
You're laughing at a dead poor man. It's not
dead poor man, how? So he wants to make money now that he's dead.
In the land of the dead.
40K.
But they need funds now. They need funds
to do what? Then she's still alive now.
My friend, you keep quiet.
I was just telling Marianne this morning how social interaction continues after death.
Oh, God.
Yes,
these people, they have you know, social life over that.
No, if you want to reach somebody, that has died, this one that these networks have changed, just dial on your phone *446#. Make sure you have credit. *446#. It has been converged. All the networks. It works. If you are using Airtel, if you are using anyone.
You know that there are people who are dialing in right now.
No, *446#. If you have somebody.
Are you sure it's not *446#?
*446#. If you have anybody that is dead, you want to talk to *446#.
Kemi, I'm not serious.
*446#. It could tell you so.
No. Kemi, you have to be sure who you want to call.
Yes, you have to know the person.
Your grandpa.
He could tell you that.
Your GF.
To find out which ship he came on.
He could tell you that. He could tell you that. Let me finish this. The people need this. He could tell you that the number you're dialing is not right. Just leave it like that. Nothing will happen.
See, now somebody wants to call her GF. So
anyway, guys, I was, you see, before we came into all this ghost talk, I was saying that Nigeria has, in this country, we have people from different parts of Africa all working, living in this country. And as we celebrate Africa Day, we want everybody to speak their pidgin. Yeah. And so we asked you guys earlier today, your favorite motivational quotes, tell us, translate it in pidgin. Let's ask here. And we've heard, before I say here, we've heard all kinds of...
of here, now here.
See, you guys are bad for my English.
I heard you.
You heard me.
I heard you.
You heard me.
I heard you.
Okay, guys. And we've heard all kinds of things today, and I love it. But I just want to put out one of those that we have on our Twitter handle. It's very beautiful. If giver not they careful, beggar go first and build her. That's wisdom. Wisdom.
Deep.
Anyway, guys, we want to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Now, you could also call, if you are a lady, 01465-7190. Or send us WhatsApp messages. We have so many WhatsApp messages. I cannot begin to count. But let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes, alive. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chinayewa, what are you eating?
Chinayewa, so you are calling me. If you finish that food, if you finish it, we know the smell of pomo.
So, my uncle is person we don't know wear clothes. We don't wear clothes. Huh?
Mm.
You know the sugar inside pocket.
Mm, yes. Yes.
It's a sugar
inside
pocket.
Another
thing they find.
It's okay.
Ah, it doesn't. Money radio. I'm not there.
It's okay.
I didn't come to work today. Please, Chinayewa, enjoy your food.
Oh, more entries on Twitter. It's so interesting.
All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Victor. What's up, Victor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My one is for outside.
From where?
Well, sir, that is Cameroon pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, kid.
Where you they go?
Is it?
Do you hear me?
Yeah. Yo!
You are hearing me?
Yes,
yes,
we are hearing you.
I can hear you now.
Cameroon pitching, that is for outside. That is mean that where you they go.
Okay, that's your motivation, eh? So outside. Where you they go now?
Where they go?
Me?
Yeah.
For Akwaibu.
Where you they go? Akwaibu now. Okay,
you're coming.
Why is it?
Please, when you're coming back, bring the document for me, eh?
Okay.
All right, thank
all right,
you.
Take care.
Okay.
Where do you go?
Okay.
That call is key.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We lost that call. Let's go back to WhatsApp, and then we'll do Twitter because there's some interesting. Our lawyer girl is going to be in the studio in a bit, but we're just going to quickly take some of these
lawyer
messages.
Girl.
This one says, Patrick Abel says, then now they use Bele knock wall, make pregnancy come. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, too. All right, this one says, now fly away, now they hear what, now they follow their body.
Exactly.
He said, I hope say yes, is they hear about this last minute day borrowing shop. he says, I'm happy and happy African Day to all my African brothers and sisters all over the diaspora. And my shout out
thank
to
you.
Nigeria Info
thank
on
you
your
so
award
much.
For the
thank
best
you.
Station. You're
thank
simply
you
the best.
So much.
We thank you. Thank
what's
you.
His name?
Thank you.
So
he didn't give us his name.
What, thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Is enough. Feta, Feta, is enough. Is it only you?
So much.
You absorb, you are taking it all the accolade.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. Thank you for all you've done.
For both you've done.
Stephen
from Agor Palace says, not be the eye where they take chop fufu. Naim way we take chop meat.
Mm.
Not be the eye where we they take chop fufu. Naim way they take chop meat.
He
would have said, Seba.
No, Jen. I know it.
No, I had to stand up. Why sitting down for you? For this one.
This one says, what's up, Lagos? My quote for the day is, I know Kong can't breathe for Lagos.
Oshé.
Sunshine.
Oshé, baddest.
That's a very good self-motivation.
But why can't you count bridges? Bro?
Because,
why?
Now, what's bridge. Thank you so much for that question. Bridge counting is for the Ministry of Works. And housing.
I mean, but you can do something.
A national development.
So if you do it for them, is misplaced priority.
Priority.
No, we're always on the show. We are always talking about how as citizens you can meet the government halfway.
No. Let me explain to you. How do you know when a bridge is finished?
Exactly.
Thank you very much for that question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
This is says, what's up, Lagos? Fellow darlings in the house. Away. Good morning. My own pigeon adage is, Connie man die,
Connie man bury.
The Conning bury the Conning.
O'Shea.
Baddest.
O'Shea baddest.
This one says, okay. This one says,
bury the Conning.
My own quote is, two tortoise trade, no profits. He says,
understand.
I mean, when two tortoises are doing business, there's no profit. I don't understand, Steve.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you.
Two conning people doing
business.
Oh.
I mean, nobody will cheat like thief to thief from thief.
Okay, this one says, my own is, woman where they find picking, not they wear cloth sleep.
Hey,
wisdom. This Songs of Solomon 12:13.
And we will not clap for that because it's daytime radio. It's so graphic.
I would not shed light on that.
Yes, it's so graphic.
Just go and read Songs of Solomon 12:13.
It's so graphic. It's so graphic.
It's right there. Bold. Not even in
italics. It's so graphic.
Bold.
Boy.
Yes.
I like it.
This is Jess. Good morning. What's up? of Lagos. Now, how you be for in front of mirror, now waiting the mirror they show
that's
you.
That's a lie.
Which means the mirror shows the reflection of what you look like.
No,
that
no,
one
no,
a motivational quote. That's just a structure.
That's reality
right
check.
That's instruction with the right for mirror.
See the mirror goes.
This one say, fly away, not get advice. I go follow coughing Kweme inside okay,
so,
grave.
So that one, we can take it critically. Who advises the fly?
Chief Security Advisor.
CSE.
Okay, guys, we'll take a few more and then we'll wrap things up here. All right, we've got a tweet. We've got a tweet. Let's go to Twitter and see some of the tweets that are coming in. This one says, good morning, Stretch, Marianne, cross-fertilization. What's up, Lagos? My quote is, because you know tall, or because you tall, no means say you fit see tomorrow.
Oh, shit, Jerry.
In English, it means the tallest man does not see tomorrow.
At all.
Hey,
they say what our done. Parents can see. What children can see climbing at all the tree. A parents can see us sit down. That thing has changed.
I put it to you that you are wrong.
Yes. Yes.
On behalf of the children, today is what? May 25th.
Yes.
2 days to Children's
Day. Pre-Children's Day.
Children know what they see while they are on the tree.
Yes.
That their mouth cannot see.
Yes.
I know what
because
they see.
Because
they cannot express it.
It's like that they see.
They cannot express it in your language.
Yes.
So you cannot say that.
Come on, will you
children
sit down?
Like, okay.
Thank you for spewing
come
nonsense.
On, come on, will you sit down there?
This one says, Babawale on Twitter says, good morning, best radio station for we Naija. My motivational quote, as they go, look, more wins.
Uh-huh.
This one
that?
Says, give and need apply wisdom. That give and need apply wisdom, be that now. What if the giver don't be that? Okay, he's responding to
okay, that one.
This one says, my motivational quote in Pidgin is, all die, not die. All die, not die.
From gunshot wound to briefiness.
Machete.
To briefiness. Why briefiness. You are the graphic in machete.
Machete.
Huh?
What's briefiness? It's not
graphic. Briefiness.
Briefiness. You just went to bed and
emotional.
Is it waiting kill? I say briefiness.
Briefiness. That thing is deadly.
Briefiness. You're saying that briefiness, they don't they kill our people's
sins.
Yes.
That one is very briefiness. More emotional, more graphic than because you imagine how he slept. And how
you
passed the
ego. You should tell this person to be keep it quiet.
Okay.
What they give her to eat?
I don't even understand.
Stop that thing that you're taking. It's not good. That's what you drink before you come
change.
Here.
Change your supplier.
All right, guys, we need to move on to our next segment. Thank you all for your interesting input and your great motivational quote. Olamide Onifade is on standby, and right after this quick break, she's going to be joining us. Stay with us. All right, still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's time for us to talk legal matters with our lawyer, our lady lawyer, who's, oh my goodness, I think we lost that call. We're going to try to get Olamide back on the line. Olamide Onifade is our in-house lawyer, and she's always here to give us information about things that we need to know and arm ourselves with, especially in a world that we live in. Everybody, every day, they are saying, go to court. Go to court. You must know the things that you are going to court with. You must have the right lawyer, arm yourself with the right information. And before you go into any deal, before you draw up any plan, you need to be sure that you're doing the right thing so that they will now say, in court, I put it to you that you signed the wrong signature. I put it to you that this lawyer is charged a bill like FETA. I put it to you. But anyway.
Just touch me.
What?
Privilege, just touch barrister.
Oh, you know.
And please, kindly stop using that phrase, I put it to you carelessly. You could be sued
that's
tomorrow.
In court.
Not in.
Yeah.
This is go to court. I don't care.
Okay.
Go to court.
And let me see how you get Olamide now.
Well, Olamide Onifade, we're still trying to get her back on the phone. Let's see if our guest can be brought in right now. And then, of course, this is his change. Yeah, sound like a magician now.
Get her now.
Magician. All right, we're going to get her now because we want to talk about how to retrieve a premises. She's going to give us the basis for that conversation, and then we're going to kickstart things. We'll be right back after this break. Do you know what I mean? So finally, we have Olamide in the studio. We had to go fetch her. She's here. But we got to go for a quick break. When we return from that break, Lamide is going to set the foundation for this conversation. We know go finish him today. We know. But first things first. How are you?
I'm very well.
We can't tell. All right, we'll be right back after this break, Lagos. But quickly, I think we have just 2 minutes or 1 minute. What is the foundation or the basis for this conversation?
Traffic. Okay. So happy. I'm so happy to be back.
I know. We know. I we really can see that you're so rested. No under eye bags, you know. No Prada really, under your eyes.
I really wanted to come in early today.
It's okay. It's Lagos. Lagos happened.
Okay. We're going to talk about grounds for recovery of premises. So, and what that simply means is that if a landlord wants to recover possession from the landlord, what are the grounds and what are they supposed to do under the law? Because it's not available on the asking. It's not served a la carte. You can't just walk into the court and say, I want to recover possession. There are a lot of processes that has to be, you know, followed through. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Lovely. All right, guys. In case somebody has taken your land, you want to retrieve it.
No, land go.
Sorry, premises.
Tenancy. Land and tenant.
We will talk about it. So if your landlord is saying, I want to take my place back, I don't want again. Say, but landlord, you gave me the place to sell pepper soup. Say, I don't want again. Give me back. So he has to go through the court and their processes. All right, we're going to get to find out what those processes are after this break. Stay with us. Olamide Onifade is back in the studio. Stay with us. So what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we still have in the studio with us Olamide Onifade. Olamide, without wasting time, we've been doing a series on the landlord and tenancy and all of the things that you need to know and arm yourself, both whether you're a landlord or you're a tenant. And today we're going to talk about reclaiming.
Yes, recovery of premises.
All right, and you said that there is a process to it.
Yes.
Let's talk about the process.
Okay. I'm not going to talk about the statutory notices now. That's not going to be the subject of discussion.
Okay.
But it's mandatory that you served the statutory notices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're now served the statutory notices, one of the requirements of the law is that the landlord has to state the reason for the recovery. So it's not just asking, giving the statutory notices. You have to state why you want to recover or why you need the order for possession.
Okay.
And who's the landlord explaining this to the tenant?
To tenant, okay. Yes. It has to be embedded in the statutory notice.
For my own property, I have to explain why I want my property back.
Yes. So if you look at one of your the notices and it doesn't include why, then it's already defective.
Okay.
So under the tenancy law in Lagos, and that's section 25, subsection 1.
I knew that.
A to D, it states that... you knew that, yeah, right. Okay, so one of the reasons is personal use. If the landlord requires it for personal use. Now, the law does not require him to do much more than that.
Okay.
But he has to state it that it's for personal use. What kind of use? It can be for business or anything. He doesn't need to do more than that. But he's required to state his reasons. Another reason is arrears of rent. Now, it depends on your tenancy agreement. But in most tenancy agreement, once you default on payment of rent, your tenancy automatically determines.
Okay.
So what that means is it doesn't need to give any statutory notice.
If you have defaulted in payment.
Yes, it doesn't need to give you a quick notice, but it needs to give you a 7 days intention to recover premise. His premises. So that one, after that 7 day notice, that one is mandatory in every circumstance. Once that happened, once he's given you the statutory, the 7 day notice,
yes,
then it goes to court straight.
Oh,
no need for quick notice because it's a covenant that you have breached. And arrears, rent is extremely important in any landlord.
Is there a window, or is it just if your rent was due yesterday?
Yes, it depends on your tenancy agreement, but in most tenancy agreements, it will say 21 days. Sometimes I think the court sometimes will look at it probably up to about 3 months. So if you're in arrears of 3 months, it doesn't need to give you the reason. He's entitled to apply to the court to recover premises. Now if he now, but the landlord has to prove that as at when he filed that matter in court, it had not been paid. So what this means is that if he filed, if we're supposed to file tomorrow and you pay today, a day before, then you are no longer in arrears. And another situation that can occur is while the matter is on in court, if the tenant now chooses to pay, the court might say he has paid, so might not grant you that order again. However,
you can insist.
No. However, the court will now look at the trajectory of that tenant to say if he's a good tenant or a bad tenant. So say for instance, he's been your tenant for 20 years and he's been paying every year.
On time?
On time.
Okay.
But for 1 year, he defaulted. And he now even made, you know, attempt. He now gathered the money and, you know, ultimately paid. In that kind of a situation, you can't just categorize him as a bad tenant. In that circumstance, the court can say, okay, he's paid. So, but if the court looks at it to say this guy has been in and out, he's had this history of being defaulting, and then the court will grant the order, despite the fact that you have made attempts to pay while the matter was
The landlord
court.
Needs to prove beyond reasonable doubt that this tenant is either a bad tenant or a good tenant, right? There has to be some precedent.
Yes, you have to show.
And the burden of proof is on the landlord, right?
Yes. So once the court can see that in actual facts it's categorized as, it can be categorized as a bad tenant, then they can grant the order. So arrears of rent. Then another, under the statutory, under the tenancy law of Lagos, is substantial repairs. If you want to repair your property, it's enough ground to apply for recovery of your premises.
So you can't repair while I'm there?
Does that not fall into personal use?
Personal use. Personal use is you want to take over the property for your use. In this case, it's for substantial repair. Now, substantial, not just any kind of repair. It has to be substantial. Sometimes the court can even adjourn to go in there and see how substantial the repair is. Is it a repair that can go on with
while the tenant is still there?
How do you determine the repair when it has not started?
In some cases, the landlord can call experts. Maybe a structural engineer or an architect or something, you know, to come in and give evidence how substantial the repair will be. So on that note, yes, the court can grant it. Now, other reasons why the court can grant is if it constitutes a nuisance to other people in the property. And what do I mean nuisance? Maybe you bring in a pet. You bring in one Rottweiler that is a nuisance to, you know,
that has eaten
to the other, to your other, to your neighbors. That's a nuisance. Or probably you start organizing
parties
every time, bringing
some noise pollution.
Yes, bringing in different characters into the building.
Girlfriends fighting every day.
So how this has to be proven in court, right?
Yes, it has to be proven. So you know, some landlords will tell you can't bring in
guests
after 9 o'clock.
Yes.
He will lock his gate and all of that. No, that's not a nuisance. But
the landlord is a
if he puts it in his if he puts it in his tenancy agreement that after 9 o'clock you can't come in, the gates get locked at 9 o'clock, and you sign it, then it's a covenant, it's an agreement. So if you breach it, then he can, on that strength, apply to recover. Because and another reason is a breach of the covenant. Mm. So if you look at the tenancy agreement, there are always some part of it that is listed as covenants.
Okay.
Those are covenant means you cannot breach them. If you breach any covenant, if you look at your tenancy agreement, there's always somewhere called covenant. You cannot breach it. If you breach it, it's a ground for recovery.
Okay. Let's take a quick break and bring some information to you, and then we'll come back to these covenants and how important they are. All right. Olamide, no this and no peace. Let's go back to our conversation. So you talked about breaching these covenants or breaking the covenant.
Yes.
That...
Excuse me.
It's not a blood covenant. It's something in writing, right?
Yes, so that people understand. The covenant is in law, yes.
While you were talking, just quickly, let me put this out there. Doyin here sent a message and said, what if I have no documented tenancy agreement with my tenant? Can I still recover my premises by giving 7 days notice and going to court?
Well, it can either agreement can either be written or oral. But it's always very safe to have a written agreement so that when issues like this come up, you can also always refer to it. Now, when the agreement is oral, then there means there are no covenants. Because it's your word against your client. I'm sorry, your tenant's word.
Mm-hmm.
So in most cases, the only thing I would say that for an oral agreement that you can recover, it will be for arrears of rent. So on the issues of covenant, it will be very hard for you to prove the court that these are the covenant. But under the tenancy law of Lagos State, there are some that it's the law, how do I call it? It's part of it. So whether you put it in the covenant or not. Say, for instance, the tenant uses the property for illegal or immoral activities. You don't have to say because it's not stated in the oral agreement. You can, on that basis...
So, for example, you give a room to a person and then you come there and there are more than one person's living there and you have no clue. Or he lets the house to another person.
Subletting and all of that, yes, it can be a ground, but it depends on if it's in your covenant. If it's in the agreement.
But in his case, there is none.
So when there is none, then I don't think you can move to court on the basis of that. That is why it's very important to have a written tenancy agreement where all the rights and obligations of both parties are clearly stated. Once there is none, the only one that you can resort to will now be the statutory ones. Mm-hmm. What is stated in the law, like immoral... or illegal activities, or probably the person abandons the property, or different reasons.
For example, where I live, you're not allowed to have pets.
Is it embedded in the tenancy agreement?
Yes.
That is if you have a written agreement. You know, what she's saying now is an oral agreement. So that would be very difficult to prove that you had an understanding that there would be no pet.
But what if you have more than one tenant in that place? And
yes.
Then every other person adheres, but this one doesn't. Can't those tenants come in as witnesses? Because I asked why the burden of proof is on the landlord.
Now the court will look at the reasonableness of that.
Okay.
How reasonable is it? Does that pet pose a threat to the other users?
Mm.
Is it a wild animal and all of that? But aside that, if you don't have an agreement, then there's no agreement. So you can't come in and start shifting the post during the match.
Mm.
So it is imperative that you have a written agreement.
So can agreements be modified?
When both parties agree. You can unilaterally amend an agreement. Then it's no longer an agreement.
Yeah, so I'm saying that I'm a landlord. I have given you an agreement. And along the line, I discover that we missed some things, and I bring it to you again, and I say, do we adjust this way? Can it be, I mean, if the other person appends his signature?
Why not? You can always amend. Okay. You can always vary agreement. So far, both of you are in agreement.
Okay,
that's what's an agreement.
So the tenant can initiate, the landlord can initiate.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So far, both of you are on the same page. Now, another thing that, even if it's not an agreement, that the court can grant another of possession is if that property now poses as a danger to the users. It doesn't have to be in the agreement. So take, for instance, the property is disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be in your agreement. On the basis of that, the court can give an order for possession.
Cracks in the wall.
Yes.
The earthing is bad.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. Interesting. I see people calling already. Well, if you have questions, we have just about 5 minutes to take your questions, comment. Don't forget, this segment is brought to you courtesy of Nivea Beauty and Radiant. Okay, Radiant and Beauty. I'm still trying to get used to it. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. You could also join the conversation if you're a lady. 01465-7190. This one's for landlords and tenants, so it concerns everyone. If you live in a rented apartment, then this also concerns you. You can also send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-5975-805. Let's take your calls. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Christian Chooks. I'm calling from Alabara.
All right, Christian, what's your question?
Yeah, please, I want to know, as a tenant, if you are living in a compound and suddenly landlord start to increase rent per annum, let's say you pay 300 this year, without any agreement next year, you want to pay, say you're paying 400, next 2 years, you say you're paying 500 without any written agreement. And I say, if you're not going to pay, you pack out.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do in that situation?
Okay. If the questions that people ask me is always about rent increase in most cases.
Hello?
So,
yeah. Just listen to what she's saying, okay?
All right.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, the next time I'm here, we're going to talk about rent extensively.
Mm-hmm.
What you're supposed to do during an increase, what can you do? Can the landlord increase and all that? That's going to be a topic for the next time I come.
Okay.
So we're going to treat it in and out, so you know everything
right
about rent.
All right, let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Please, I have to
turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio.
I'm not.
I can hear myself. Either you walk away from it or ask somebody to turn it off.
Okay, open it. In a situation, I have two tenants. The first one, since 10 years ago now, I have not increased the house rent. She's saying the room of house rent contains, I'm collecting 100,000. And now I want to increase it. Or I should let her go. Or I should increase it. But my husband was saying that if I increase it, anybody that wants to collect again, the person may be bad, that we should leave her, this, that, and that. And the other one that's saying the room self contained. Since 3 months ago now, he has not paid, although I've asked him to go by July, let him go with the money that he's showing up, also pay 50,000 for 6 months. So now he's begging me that I should leave, that he's going to pay. After 3 months, he has not paid. So I told him that he should leave by July. He's begging me now, but I don't want him to leave. How will I go about it?
Okay.
He's begging me seriously. And he's a person that is not even working. I just above him then when he was working, but now he's not working. Just staying at home in the morning, just sleep from morning till night. So I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, all right. Great question, Olamide.
Okay, the first question is, please, can you remind me of the first question? I remember the last.
Well, she's talking about two different tenants who
yes.
are owing. The first one, she's not increased their rent.
Okay, for the increment.
Yes.
She's entitled to increase. However, she needs to give a notice of increment. She can't just wake up one morning and say, I've increased. So what I'd advise clients to do is give at least a year notice of the increment.
All right.
So it's now left for the tenant to pay or enter into negotiations or even attempt to get into mediation or all of that. So she can if she wants to.
But she has to give ample information.
Ample time. Okay. Yes.
Unfortunately, Lagos, we don't have too much time. We have to go. But then there is information for you before we wrap things up here.
Yes.
All right. Go get yours. It's time for us to go now. Olamide Onifade is, of course, a real estate lawyer and a family lawyer. Find her on Instagram. Olamide, what's your handle quickly?
Olamide_lady_lawyer.
All right. And follow Nigeria Info on all our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and like our YouTube page. Subscribe, follow all our programs. Stretch, what's your handle on Twitter, Instagram?
Stretch Original on Instagram. Stretch Cool on Twitter.
I'm Feta Dynamo on Instagram. D_Feta on Twitter.
All right. Follow me, Marianne Ocone or Marianne Dukukone, anywhere. Just look for me. I'll pop up. MIMIEYO. We love you, Lagos. We'll be back tomorrow with I Put It To You. Good afternoon. I'll take you to Lagos.